We have a baptismal hymn to join in singing now, and it is in that the blue hymnal, the tinier one in front of you, hymn number 770, and you'll know the title, "You Were There to Hear the Morning Cry." We sing that together just prior to the baptism. 770. I'm sorry, I should have repeated it. The sun is so brightly shining this morning. Listen to him. Would the parents and family please present Shaylee and Adley at this time for holy baptism? And then I'd like to invite all of the boys and girls that are here this morning that would like to come closer to the baptism to please come down at this time. And you may stand right over here in front of me. Okay, thank you. Okay. There we go. I'm going to need my glasses. Welcome. In holy baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father liberates us from sin and death by joining us in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity, and in the waters of baptism we are reborn children of God, inheritors of eternal life. And by water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, which is the body of Christ. And as we live with him and with his people, we grow in faith and love, and obedience to the will of God. Would you please present the two by the words?
Okay.
Thank you. So it is in Christian love that you have presented these children for holy baptism, and you should. Therefore, faithfully bring them to the services of God's house, teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, and as they grow more in years, you should place into their hands the Holy Scriptures. Provide for their instruction in the Christian faith, that living in the covenant of their baptism and in communion with the church, they may lead a godly life until the day of Jesus Christ. Do you promise to fulfill these obligations? Trusting that God hears us, let us pray for the church, world, and all those in need. Holy God, your loving power is at work among us. Rouse and embolden your church that we too might be transfigured. Set a light in the world for the sake of the gospel. Hear us, O God. Awesome God, you speak and the earth trembles. You display your majesty in the mountains and your mystery in the clouds. And grant that we discover your magnificence in all of your created world. Hear us, O God. And ruler of the nations, your reign extends across all human borders. Guide world leaders in justice and righteousness, that they may work for equity for all people, and protect the world that you have made. Hear us, O God. Gracious God, you are a refuge for all who are neglected and abused. Bring freedom to those who are oppressed and give comfort to those experiencing pain of any kind. Hear us, O God. And God of Moses and Elijah, you made your dwelling place at the top of the mountain with Jesus and his disciples. Dwell also in this congregation, that all who enter this community might be transformed by your dazzling brilliance. Hear us, O God. Everlasting God, you offer eternal life to all your children. Thank you for the witness of those who live and died in the faith. Hear us, O God. And confident that you are able to accomplish more than we even dare to ask, we bring these prayers before you, believing in your saving grace revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Lord be with you. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
And thanks.
Holy God, mighty Lord and gracious Father, we give you thanks, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created heaven and earth. And by the gift of water you nourish and sustain us and all living things. By waters of the flood you condemned the wicked and saved those whom you had chosen, Noah and his family. And you led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea, out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved son has set us free from the bondage to sin and death and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom and of cleansing and rebirth. So in obedience to his command, We make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now pour out your Holy Spirit so that Shaylee Lynn Worms and Adley Rose Worms, who are here baptized, may be given new life. Wash away the sins of Shaylee Lynn Worms and Adley Rose Worms, who are cleansed by this water, and bring them forth as an inheritor of your glorious kingdom. And to you be given praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises? I do. And do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, suffered and was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
And do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Amen. Okay. Would you please hold that? Thank you. Okay, whoops. Boy, they got a lot. I won't use that on your head, don't worry. Let's start with Shaylee, okay? As close as you get to the water, hon, okay? Come a little closer. There you go. Put your hand in there. Feel the water, will you? See? Just like at home. A little cool. Shaylee Lynn Worms. That's right. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Grandma, baby, you handle it. There you go. Now you messed up her hair. Look at that. Okay. Right here, sweetie. Don't worry. There you go. You want to feel it too? There you go. Why don't you hold that? You want to wipe your hands on that? That's good. Go ahead. Okay. Adley Rose Worms, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. There you go, Dad. You're welcome. Okay. Thank you, hon. May the Lord be with you. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for freeing your sons and daughters from the power of sin and for raising them up to a new life through this holy sacrament. Pour your Holy Spirit upon Shaylee and Adley, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, Spirit of joy. Okay. Shaylee Lynn Worms and Adley Rose Worms, children of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Scripture says for us to let our light shine, not to be put under a light, so that the world know who God is and then they learn to glorify God as well. And that light of the world is symbolized through a baptismal candle. I'm going to ask the acolyte, please, to light a candle. And I'll present it to, okay, parents, one to father. Okay, second one. There you go. Thank you, honey. To the mom. Okay. This is a symbol of what you two young ladies are in this world with all of your talents and your blessings and these people to support you every day. So become that light that our Lord thinks is inside of you and then let it shine. Okay? And we pray. O God, the giver of all life, as you look with kindness upon the father and mother of these children, let them ever rejoice in the gift that you have given them. Make them teachers and examples of righteousness for their children. Strengthen them in their own baptisms so that they may share eternally with their children the salvation you have given them through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now it is through this baptism today that God has made these new sisters and members of the priesthood that we all share in Christ Jesus, so that we may each share and proclaim the praise of God and bear his creative and redeeming word to all the world. Please join in. We welcome you into the Lord's family. We receive you. Sisters and brothers, rejoice and mend your ways. Encourage one another, agree with one another, and live in peace. And the peace of the Lord be with you always. And you may share God's peace with one another. Okay. All right. If you will hand me the certificates, please. Whole shebang. We can do it in two ways. Okay. Okay. All right. These are certificates for Adley, for parents and sponsors. Okay. Second ones are for Shaley, parents and sponsors. They're typed because if I write, you get it, right? You get it. Okay. And then we have both the holders of... You're going to be weighed down here today. Yeah. The baptismal medallions and, of course, the packaging for the candles. You may extinguish them at this point. There you go. And then the special gifts that are given by the church to each of you. There you go. Okay. There's another one. All right. Congratulations. Thank you for the privilege. I enjoy it. Thank you. You're welcome, buddy. Thank you so much for being here. Can I have a hug? Oh, come here. This way. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you, Shaylee. Okay. No hug. Okay. Bye. Thank you all. His peace be with you. Thank you. Thank you. Did a good thanks. Can't do it without you because of my leg. Thank you. And let us pray. Merciful God, in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you embrace our lives with your great love for humanity. With joy and gladness, we ask that these gifts may be for us, and that we may continue to share in your divine life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may Almighty God, who is Father, Son, Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Our closing, our departing hymn. Ah, beautiful Savior. Please be seated. Asking if there happen to be any announcements today from anybody?